The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Who knew that bubble tea would be a serious business right here in Singapore? Well, it was first introduced to us back in 1992. And back then, the drink was served in this big round cocktail glasses. Customers drank it seated at shops called bubble tea huts. I remember those days. 2002 was where the number of bubble tea shops in Singapore swelled to at least 5,000. Every corner you went to, you could find one. Competition obviously escalated. Price wars erupted. And then finally, the bubble burst at the end of 2002. From then till 2004, many shops across Singapore folded. But over the past year or so, we have seen a bit of a comeback from bubble tea. What has sparked this comeback? Why is this craze back? It's a conversation we're going to have. Welcome to the studio. First up, Joseph Lim, General Manager of Milksha Master Franchise Singapore. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, morning.
And Michael Chua, founder of Each A Cup, a brand we're all familiar with. Michael, good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
All right. What do you think sparked the comeback of bubble tea? Let's ask the veteran, Michael.
I think bubble tea during the 2002, which is collapsed, and after the 2004 is stabilized until today.
Okay.
It's slowly, gradually going up until today. There is no second collapse or whatever. No, I don't think it will be collapsed because many of the bubble tea industrial, many international come in. I think it's better. It could be depending on location. Those location, maybe in the end of the day, no good, then it's going to close down. But I don't think it will be the second time.
Lessons learned, perhaps. Yeah. Joseph, you and I look closer to the same age. I bet you were also surprised when there were like 5,000 shops all across Singapore. But what do you think has sparked the comeback today?
Well, the market has changed. The consumer taste has changed. The recent comeback of bubble tea is very much the consumer demand.
Yeah.
So right now, consumers, we actually like things that are better in quality. Mm. So a lot of consumers actually wanted something even better.
We are in an era where a lot of people are more health conscious. Michael, you've seen, you know, the landscape evolve. Do you think bubble tea is a little bit healthier now, a little bit more appealing?
Yeah, in fact, we have a health promotion board approved 18 of the drinks that we are selling Each A Cup.
Okay.
I think we also opened in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I think our royal customers is still keep on coming back with the, even they are married, they also bring their children.
Yeah, my partner, she loves bubble tea because, I mean, if she were here, the amount of questions she would have. Joseph, what about you guys at Milksha?
I do agree with that point. So in fact, we focus a lot on the pureness of the ingredients that we choose to use in our every drink that we bring out to our customers.
Sure.
So we actually, for our brand, we imported a lot of fresh ingredients direct from Taiwan in frozen form. So we actually spend a lot of our cost on that.
Can I ask you, what's the cost of making bubble tea? Any chance you could share with us in terms of profit percentage? What's the profit margin like? Michael?
Actually, for us, we are value for money. We are also selling our price is a reasonable price and people affordable. And our cost is high, actually. But of course, we based on the volume.
Mm.
More people buy is better, of course, you know, and the location as well. All are different. All the outlets is all different, depending on location.
Which is the best viewing location?
Location, very difficult to say, you know, because sometimes it can be so many bubble tea in one shopping.
Right.
So, of course, it's something like a cake divided into four or five pieces.
Sure. Or sometimes even a neighborhood just happens to have a lot of bubble tea.
It's also the same thing, you know.
Mm.
Of course, we are based on volume. Of course, we are, our pricing is very reasonable, actually.
Mm, mm.
So that's why we sustain until today. We are already 21 years. In Taiwan, we are 9 years. Overall, we are 30 years, actually.
Okay. Joseph, your business model?
We are a pretty new entrance into the market.
Okay.
I do agree with what Mike has mentioned about it's actually a volume game. And in fact, for our costing, we are priced higher. But because of the freshness and the way we run our business in terms of operating costs is actually way higher as well. But what we try to ensure is that we keep our margin low.
Right.
At the same time, we deliver quality stuff to our clients, to our customers.
I want to touch on the interesting stories each of you have in terms of entering the market. I know Milksha, for you, Joseph, you had to convince Milksha to come to Singapore this year. And how did you manage to persuade them?
Yeah, in fact, for Milk Shop International, Singapore isn't a part of their plan for expansion this year.
Okay.
So I actually made a trip down to Taiwan since late last year. to try to convince them to move over and to prove to them that Singapore is actually a strategic location for them to look into expansion.
Okay.
So I they are not located in Taipei, so for me to make an effort to travel all the way to their headquarters is actually, apart from a 4 hours flight, I still have to take a 2 hours train to reach their head office.
Right. Yeah. But Taiwan's a lovely place, so
definitely,
why not?
Definitely.
Let's turn our attention to you. Eat Your Cup. You had to tour Vietnam with Theresa Tang for 3 months in early 1971. Why the change in career? Why? What made you decide to become an entrepreneur? And tell us a little bit about your past life, man. This is so interesting.
Yeah. I was a lead guitarist during Theresa Tang. So those days, all outskirts, it's not in Singapore.
Yeah.
So my pay is very high pay. Okay. After that, I like business, no? So I changed to business during my age of 27.
Okay.
And until till today.
For you, what are some of the differences and lessons that you might have learned from these two careers?
Yeah, I think probably when you start a business, during my time, my youngest day, I don't have any experience actually.
Sure.
So actually, I had plenty of money during my younger days because I make a lot of money when I was outskirts. And then after that, I go into business.
Yeah.
I also spend a lot of money, pay to learn as well. You know?
Yeah, I understand.
But I was in the bubble tea when I was in Taiwan. I stayed there for 15 years.
Okay.
And I also do the bubble tea called Healthy 2000. After that, I came to Singapore. Mm. I changed to Each Cup.
Right.
That's the one that I done it in Taiwan.
And do you still practice the guitar? I'm sorry, I'm getting curious.
No more.
So nobody asked you, no
totally.
Request for Yueliang Tai Biao to sing?
Totally give up.
Joseph, Milksha, new to the market here in Singapore, what are you doing to sort of stay relevant in this industry, sort of stand out at the same time? Because really, it's all about, you know, you talk about innovation in the digital sphere, but even in food, it's also very important.
Yes, definitely. In fact, for our parent brand in Taiwan, they have a team of more than 20 staff in mm-hmm. the R&D department. So what they do on their daily job is, apart from making sure that the quality of the ingredients are up to standards, they do their QC checks, and they also do innovation and research into new products and how to improve the recipe on a daily basis.
Michael, you've been in Singapore for such a long time. There was a period where, you know, the bubble tea craze sort of died down, but you guys survived it. How did you deal with that period? What did you do to survive that period?
Actually, during that period, we are having a big losses, you know.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big losses because everybody give up the thing because of the noise. A shop that they'd open
mm-hmm.
is just a fast thinking of making money, and they are training not enough.
Mm.
So the drink is like drain water.
The so, quality drop.
Yeah, the quality is terrible. So that's the time that during the time they go bust. And that's the reason. And after that, during 2004, it sustained. But of course, we still maintain our quality as well. And we slowly build up from the day of 2004. And we break even after the January of 2004.
Okay.
And we slowly, gradually up, slowly, and like climbing the staircase, no, until today.
So much slower growth during this period.
Yeah, very slow, but mm-hmm. it's gradually, and then after that, we'll profit.
All right.
And gradually go up until today. Actually, from the day of 2004, it's all the way to now.
And Michael, if you could describe the secret of success for Each A Cup, what would it be?
Taking care very seriously as well. Mm. Of course, doing a lot of hard work as well. It's not easy, you know. During some of the Taiwanese players, when they came in, after that, they also closed because they are not work so hard. And then probably they think of fast money before they take off, they close down.
Joseph, now I'm going to pose this question to you. Sure. Relative newcomer to the industry here in Singapore, at least. Hypothetically, if, let's say, the bubble tea craze were to suddenly die down again, what would Milksha do to overcome it?
I believe the idea of having a drink every day, it could be bubble tea, it could be any other drinks, but for any consumer out there, sometimes after finishing work or having your lunch break or tea break, you want to find something to drink. How to be sustainable in this business is really taking care of the consumer taste bud.
Okay.
Because of the competition, we cut down on the quality of the products or giving customers something inferior just for the basis of keeping ourselves afloat. End of the day, by giving the best to what our consumer needs is the key ingredient to keep ourselves alive, actually.
Gentlemen, are there any plans? Has it hit you guys yet, this pressure to go green? And are you considering or making plans to ride this wave of sustainability? Maybe I can start with Joseph.
The idea of having a bubble tea is to chew on the pearls.
Yes.
So we definitely need straws to chew on the pearls. So coming in on the topic of sustainability, being environmental friendly, we try to do away plastic bags instead.
Okay.
So rather than going directly on the straws, so we come in from another angle. We are looking at providing cup sleeve for clients, our customers. In fact, for our opening promotions, we're actually giving away cup sleeve in to replace plastic bags.
Okay.
So we're telling these cup sleeves are actually reusable, nicely designed and specially designed for Singapore context. Mm. So we're giving that to our consumers. We want them to use it, bring it back. And in fact, the last few weeks, we have seen people who bought our drinks actually came back using the cup sleeve.
Oh, that's great stuff. Yeah. Michael, you guys are the veterans in this. And, you know, for me, in a way, a veteran bubble tea drinker, I like it the way it is. How are you guys planning to deal with this whole gold green movement?
I think probably we will try our best to follow the market as well. And sure. I think probably Taiwan have better ideas.
Yeah.
Probably they will invent a lot of things to, you know, then probably we will follow as well.
Actually, that's a good point, taking cue from Taiwan, because they are very serious about going green. They're quite good at it. Future plans for Icha Cup and Milksha? Any expansion plans and whatnot? Maybe we'll start with Milksha.
Yeah, we are definitely looking at expansion. Being a new entrant, volume is the game. We do recognize that fact. So this year itself, we are looking to have at least 5 to 6 outlets.
Sure.
In the pipeline, we have already opened 2 outlets within 1 month, and our 3rd outlet is coming very soon. And next year, we are looking to increase our number of outlets to maybe 15 to 16.
Yeah. Okay, okay. And Michael, you guys have kind of done it all. What else is there to expand?
Honestly, these 4 years, I didn't want to open any outlets because manpower problem.
Sure.
But these 2 months, I opened 8 because of the market share. I just opened 2 months in between. I opened another 8 more outlets just to make sure that our customer can see us, all this and that. Otherwise, they always request, hey, why this place? You don't have why they place? So no choice. I try my best, you know.
Okay.
I try my best to serve the customer as well for the, you know, because they always want to look for each cup.
Mm.
So I think this 2 months I opened 8 outlets.
In the studio with me this morning, Joseph Lim, General Manager of Milksha Master Franchise Singapore, as well as Michael Chua, founder of Icha Cup. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to come by today and wish you a good weekend in advance.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.